Campaign to recall Soros-backed George Gascon has 400,000 signatures. By Joel B. Polak on May 5, 2022. A campaign to force a recall election of George Soros-backed Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon has gathered 400,000 signatures, more than two-thirds of the number necessary, as public outrage against crime continues to grow. The petition effort, the second since Gascon took office in December 2020, looks likely to succeed, and is receiving greater attention thanks to high-profile cases. On Thursday, Gascon's office declined to prosecute the man who rushed the stage and attacked comedian Dave Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl earlier in the week, even though he was armed with a knife that was embedded in a replica semi-automatic pistol. Instead, the man will be investigated for a misdemeanor by city authorities. Earlier this year, Gascon ensured that a criminal who attacked a 10-year-old girl was sentenced to 2 years in juvenile detention, ensuring he, or she, since the convict changed genders since the crime, will not register as a sex offender. And late last year, Gascon tried to blame the system for the murder of black philanthropist Jacqueline Avon, who was murdered in her own home during an attempted robbery by a convicted felon who had been released from prison. Fox News reported on Wednesday. The recall campaign told Fox News Digital on Wednesday that it has collected more than 400,000 signatures and raised $6 million. The campaign needs 566,857 signatures minus 10% of registered voters by the July 6 deadline to put the recall question on November's ballot. The recall effort is the second since Gascon took office in December 2020. The first failed, but the current attempt has gathered steam amid a series of high-profile cases tied to Gascon's progressive directives and public criticism from crime victims, elected officials, and some of his own prosecutors. As crime has increased across the county, so has scrutiny of its top prosecutor, who has barred his deputy district attorneys from seeking enhancement allegations, which can significantly lengthen prison sentences, and charging juveniles as adults, even those accused of serious crimes, among others. Gascon is one of at least a dozen prosecutors who have benefited from the financial support of Soros, a left-wing billionaire who is single-handedly changing the way that crime is pursued, or not pursued, in urban America. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.